USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Austin, Texas, that left 14 people wounded, two of them in critical condition. Austin police say they had identified two male suspects in the shooting and are still searching for the second man. Police believe the shooting was a result of a dispute between the suspects. A quick response by police to the incident in downtown Austin early Saturday morning is credited with saving the lives of several victims. And air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded the 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming mostly from domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced several initiatives earlier this week to help deal with the situation on its southern border. One of these plans involves building a wall along that border with Mexico. Governor Abbott promised more details on the plan next week. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez believes that a completed border wall would be a first step in protecting his community. He tells Fox News that a wall in his sector of the border would allow him to move his department's resources back to everyday law enforcement.
Well, it helps us for this particular wall here that is unfinished, as you well know. You know, if he'll come in and just put this back the way it was or finish this little piece, that'll alleviate our resources. We don't have to be here because, as you can tell, that they're climbing over it, they're crawling under it. So it would help us, you know, put in a wall beyond these two points that we have here. You know, a mile in each direction would help protect our community and put people beyond that wall. So it would help us a little bit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today marks a somber anniversary in Orlando. Mike Fortier reports.
On June 12, 2016, 49 people were killed in the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. A gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS opened fire at a gay nightclub in Orlando called Pulse. Orlando Police Deputy Chief James Young, one of the first to respond that night.
I said it's the longest shift of my life. And when I say the longest shift of my life, I think that it hasn't ended to this day.
The shooting personal for Young as someone who visited the club while off duty and had friends inside. He tells Orlando's News 6 he remembers being at the scene 15 hours before finally going home.
Looking at my uniform, I had blood on my pants and blood on my shoes.
Young said to speak at a ceremony marking the anniversary.
I think all of Orlando made a promise to the victims, the victims' families, the survivors and their friends and families that we would never forget. And this continues to show that we will never forget.
This week, the Senate voted to make the site of the nightclub a national memorial. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And California is set to drop most of their coronavirus restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Friday that rolls back the state's stay-at-home order and updates mask mandates for vaccinated Californians. More than 70 executive orders from Governor Newsom will expire over the next few months. By Tuesday, the state will hit its goal of having 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.